Mickey Sunshine on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Andrea and Chris just got married, and the honeymoon ain't over yet. Their crazy path to happiness came from a road through a dark time in Andrea's life where drinking had cost her a career, liver, and almost her life. But like a phoenix reborn, Andrea eventually landed in Madison in sobriety, offering her a new lease on life. She is married in a new band and starting a new career. And I might add, that's at Channel 3. But like a phoenix, and drummer Chris DiBernardo is a Madison scenester and drum teacher and now husband. Together, they are Mickey Sunshine. And you can see them next at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on March 15th. Chris, Andrea, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rocker.
Andrea, you leave the darkness in your past in search of a brighter future, and you meet Chris. How did you meet and create your band, Mickey Sunshine?
We met at the Burr Oak. I was bartending. I thought, that guy's cute. I should throw a little flirt. He gave me a jazz CD from...
Is that how you do it? Jazz CDs?
Yeah.
Apparently it's... I can't guarantee that one's going to work for everyone else out there. But the rest is history. Andrea already had the songs she was writing. She already had a band she was playing with. And I kind of came into the fold a little bit to provide some solid drumming and support otherwise.
Wow, that's a good story. The Burr Oak, I love that bar.
And shout out the Burr Oak.
Do you always carry a jazz CD in your pocket?
Normally I don't, but for reasons that are too long to get into, I've got about 500 of my old band's Bad Philosophers CDs. So if anyone wants one,
story's coming together.
I'm around.
I'll take one. I know Jimmy K wants one.
Yeah, shout absolutely. Out Bad Philosophers.
So shout out to Beck T-shirt, was that you?
I love Beck. My ex-boyfriend married my friend and still has my Beck T-shirt.
Oh, no.
It's unacceptable.
It's okay. I think it's a happy ending for everyone.
That's true.
But I would like it back. So if he's listening, please send it. You know the phone number. I'll give you the address.
So speaking of the lyrics, so they dive into a lot of topics like inequality that women face and the crushing weight of post-capitalism on the working class. So... let's go into the name behind Mickey Sunshine.
Yeah, well, my mother almost named me Michaela, and I was asked by a stranger in a parking lot what a nickname for my soul would be. It was like an AA-type meeting setting. And I was like, Mickey, I guess. And then I had a friend be like, you remind me of a lot of like a Mickey Sunshine, and it kind of just like stuck. And there then when I started, you know, making music, I was like, wow, this moniker kind of stuck. And as far as like the post-capitalism and, you know, all of it, I do feel like we're shining a light in these like really dark places. And that's kind of what my whole entire, you know, adult career has been about. You know, I studied investigative journalism, and shining lights in dark places have always been, you know, something I felt was really important. So while the music does have this like sinister vibe in some ways, or whatever, you know, post-capitalism makes you feel, you know, I think it should be expressed.
Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chris, you seem to have a comment on that.
Oh, she covered it pretty well. I was just going to say that, you know, despite our like heavy and dark sound, we do try to bring that sort of sunshine in maybe an atypical way. But, you know, we need art and music to be like uplifting, even though we're all kind of facing similar struggles. So kind of ties it all together nicely.
Now, we're here with Chris and Andrea DiBernardo from Mickey Sunshine here on Max Inc. Radio. Let's give the drummer some. Chris, tell us a little of your backstory. And you've been in a few bands in the area, right?
Correct. Yeah, I've been in Madison for a number of years. I played with Natty Nation from about 2017 to 2020. I've been a member of Mama Dig Down's brass band, Panchromatic Steel, David Hecht and the Hoodat, a Bad Philosopher, and many, many other artists I've played with on like a part-time or a one-off basis.
And you're a groove master. I see you giving lessons online.
Mostly out of my basement, actually. I taught at the Madison Music Foundry for about 5 years and moved the practice into the house, into the basement once we got a place together.
So how did you get into music? What got you into drums?
My parents allowed me to hit pots and pans when I was very little.
Yes!
Truly just...
I love your parents.
Me too. They encouraged that. They encouraged me to play recorder, and I was just drawn to it from a very young age. Fortunate to get to do it.
Wow.
That's definitely parenting done right.
Yes, so, absolutely.
And Mickey Sunshine just inked a publishing deal and have new music coming and new t-shirts. Tell us a little bit about all of that.
Oh, so the t-shirts, they are Beck t-shirts. So kind of go back in. And they say,
it says, if you're reading this, I want my Beck t-shirt back.
Oh, brilliant. No. Just brilliant.
So we've got some of those for sale only at our show at the High Noon Saloon on the 15th. New music, we're going to be going into the studio this week with Logan Severson from Disc. We're going to be putting down some final overdubs from some tracks we recorded in Detroit. And last year, 2023, we released a lot of music throughout the year. Was fortunate enough to get noticed and picked up by a publishing company, which basically means we've got a dude in a suit in LA who's pitching our songs to be placed on television, movies. We're trying to sell out as best we can, hence the EP name, Mickey Sellouts.
We love dudes in suits in LA.
Now, Mickey Sunshine is performing at the High Noon Saloon on Friday, March 15th, along with Crib Pooper and Clean Room. Chris and Andrea, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to speak with us on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. Where can people keep up with Mickey Sunshine online?
Our Instagram handle is at Mickey Sunshine Band. On Facebook, you can search Mickey Sunshine. And all the other streaming places where you can get your music, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you're streaming.
We like Bandcamp the most, though.
Shout out, Bandcamp.
Find them on Bandcamp. Well, let's get back to local music on Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, we have Slow Pulp, Disc, and much more to come. Right now, late night, this is Mickey Sunshine.
You're 16.